How about a large quantity of sugar or 50 pounds of flour?
Come in a sack.
Okay. What about the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
I'd call that a croaker sack.
Anything different if it's feed or seed or?
Okay. Same thing.
Okay. Does it matter what size it is?
Not really.
Okay. Long bell. Do you have a name for the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time?
What would I be taking it in?
Whatever you felt like.
If I was taking
like
it in a wagon, I'd say a wagon load, a truckload.
Okay, good. How about the amount of wood you could carry? Suppose if we're carrying it in your arms.
Armload, armful.
Okay. And if it were not a full load, you might say it was...
Partial load, half a load.
Okay. When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
Light bulb.
Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it on a line, you carry it out in a...
Basket.
All right. And what do nails come in?
Kegs.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
barrel hoops.
What do you put in the top of a bottle?
Stopper.
Anything else you might call it?
Cork.
Is there a difference?
I suppose a stopper could be made of something other than cork. They have glass stoppers.
Anything else they could be made from?
Don't think so.
Okay. What's the little musical instrument that children play like that?
Harmonica.
Any other names for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And something that you hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it twangs?
Jew's harp.
Okay. What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses?
Can't remember whether I knew that in the pre-lags days or not. I don't think I knew. They didn't have a term for that.
You have a horse pulling a buggy, and so you would back him in between the two?
I probably would have said shafts of the buggy.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the steel outside part of a wagon wheel?
The rim.
Okay, how about something outside the rim?
I don't know what a felly or a fella is.
Okay.
I don't know what a tire of a wagon is either.
Okay, good. That helps me from trying to untangle what I was saying there because I was getting it mixed up. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
I don't know.
And you wouldn't know what you would call it if you had two horses, would you?
Sure.
Okay, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, maybe loading and unloading, you would say he's doing what?
He's hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. If there's a log across the road and it's too heavy to lift, you would tie a rope to it and...
Drag it.
And you might say, yesterday I...
Drug it out.
And I have...
Have drug it. I was thinking about that last night. I could see myself using drag there too.
In both?
Yeah,
past?
Dragged it yesterday, I've dragged it before.
Mm-hmm. But you said drug.
Yeah,
first.
That came to mind first, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. What do you break up the ground with in the spring?
Plow of some description.
Do you know different types?
Mm-hmm.
How about something that breaks up the ground even finer?
You know, I don't think I could have told you that. But harrow is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any different types.
Uh-huh. What do the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Axle.
Mm-hmm. And the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it?
I probably would have said a rack of some description.
How about the A-shaped frame that you might use two of to make a table?
Saw horses.